Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Rome, there are also tourists teeming in the streets, different kind of tourists. These are spiritual tourists. They're there to witness the beatification of the late Pope John Paul II. Now, beatification, the word actually means to make blessed. And in Catholic doctrine, it means the late Pope has entered heaven and can now intercede on behalf of those who pray to him. And this is the third of four steps towards making someone a saint. Pope Benedict will celebrate the Beatification Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. John Allen is senior correspondent for National Catholic Reporter. He'll be there. He joins us now from the Vatican. We're also going to be joined by Lisa Miller, author of Heaven, Enduring Fascination in the Afterlife. John, let me start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Huge crowds in the Vatican. What are you seeing right now in St. Peter's Square?
Well, I'm actually standing just outside St. Peter's Square as we speak. The square is beginning to fill up with pilgrims who are arriving from all over the world, particularly, of course, from Poland. Some 100,000 at least Poles are expected to be on hand. The city of Rome is projecting that the crowd on Sunday morning for the Beatification Mass in and around St. Peter's Square is going to be in excess of 1 million people. Of course, that will be, if it takes shape, that will be the largest crowd in Rome for an event since the death of John Paul II in April 2005.
Even larger than the ascension of Benedict himself to the papacy, which is pretty amazing. Now, supposedly a vial of Pope John Paul II's blood will be in the basilica as part of the Mass. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. There were four vials of the Pope's blood that were drawn in late March in 2005 by his doctor in case he ended up needing a blood transfusion, but they were never used, and they've been preserved. Two of them stayed with the sisters who took care of the Pope during that time. Two more of them were given to his longtime private secretary and sort of his spiritual son, who is now the Cardinal of Krakow, Stanislaw Ciewicz. One of those vials is going to be placed in a brand new reliquary, which is, in Catholic tradition, a vehicle for relics of saints. It's crafted in ceramic and in the shape of an olive branch. That's going to be on display during the Beatification Mass, and then it will be placed next to the Pope's body in St. Peter's Square for those hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who are expected to wait in line all night Sunday and during the day Monday to be able to pay their respects.
All right, John Allen in Rome. Let me get some perspective now with Lisa Miller, author of Heaven, Enduring Fascination in the Afterlife, who has reported extensively on the Catholic Church. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Pope Benedict has fast-tracked the beatification process here for John Paul II. That's been controversial. What's the latest that you're hearing? Why the fast track and why the controversy?
Well, when Benedict became Pope in 2005, one of the first things he said was that he promised that he would, you know, beatify John Paul, his predecessor, before the end of his tenure, before his death. And he has done so. This is the fastest making a beatification in history, faster even than Mother Teresa. And there are people out there who are saying, you know, look, why do we have to make this go so fast? Why can't we wait until there's a new, in secular terms, we would say a new administration, until we wait until history shows how this pope has fared through history, especially in light of the sex scandals in the Catholic Church over the last 10 years that have come to light, and the suggestion that John Paul II might have known about them and didn't do anything about them.
Plenty of controversy, Lisa, that indeed he presided over the church at that time and turned a blind eye.
That's right. I mean, there are good cases, as John Allen wrote in Newsweek this week, you know, the case of Father Maciel, who was the head of the very conservative Legionaries of Christ, was a good friend of Pope John Paul II. And even when evidence was coming out that he was, you know, molesting, raping, drugging children, the Pope defended him, and Maciel traveled with the Pope, and he wouldn't really acknowledge all of the evidence coming out against Maciel. So there is evidence that this Pope was not a great administrator at the very, very least. And there are critics who say, you know, look, this was a great man. He was a charismatic, visible, vital, important historical figure. There's no question about that. Also, no question about His Holiness.
But it's the speed, really, that's controversial.
Let's take some time and let this sort itself out.
All right, Lisa Miller, former religion reporter for Newsweek. She is author of Heaven, Enduring Fascination with the Afterlife. Lisa, thank you for joining us. The beatification of Pope John Paul II continues. The Mass is on Sunday.